We love to hear from you guys, and it is time for letters. Joining me, as always, is News and Notes producer Christopher Johnson. Hey, Christopher.
Hey, Farai.
So, Christopher, what has got our listeners going this week?
Well, let's start with Black Paper Dolls. We interviewed Arabella Grayson about why she started collecting them. She said her breakthrough came after seeing a plastic doll depicting an escaped slave. It was in a history-themed collection called American Girl.
I questioned myself as I stood in the store, and I said, if I had a young child, how could I explain to her the racial history in this country and give her a toy of a slave without it being in some type of social context?
Malie Vincent of Indianapolis, Indiana, said the story made her proud of her parenting. She wrote, "My job as a parent is to shape my daughter's values. I've been greatly assisted by these dolls. Slavery and child labor are not abstract concepts to her. They're realities that happened to Addie and Nellie, an Irish orphan, another doll in the American Girl collection, who she loves and adores."
And if you want to see pictures of the paper dolls in Arabella Grayson's collection, you can go to our website, npr.org. We also got some letters about our tech segment last week, where we discussed the digital divide. Juliana Brost of Indianapolis emailed to say people often ignore one easy way around high-cost computer technology: open source software. She wrote, "This would save money, offer a vast collection of resources, and teach children to think and create outside the box."
Well, tech contributor Mario Armstrong did mention a free software option called OpenOffice. He just didn't call it open source. Still, Conrad Wong of Reno, Nevada, wishes Mario said how long it takes to download that program. He wrote, "To remedy this, OpenOffice.org also offers their software suite on CD-ROM from third-party sources." And here's a happy ending. After reading Mr. Wong's email, Mario decided his tech company would explore distributing the CD version of OpenOffice.
John Brooks of Gustine, California, emailed about Monday's commentary by Amy Alexander on Subway Superman Wesley Autry. Autry leaped onto a subway track in New York City to save a young man who fell in front of a train during a seizure. Mr. Brooks wrote, "You just had to bring up the race card. You could have very easily said a black New Yorker saved a life at the tracks. No way. Let's stir the pot and make an issue or statement out of this great action a man did for another man."
And finally, on January 3rd, commentator John McCann shared his thoughts on homosexuality in the headlines. Here's what he said about same-sex couples having children.
"Society's just not ready for that, which is saying a lot when you consider that America is a moral cesspool. Yet voters went to the polls in November and said no to same-sex marriage."
Many listeners disagreed with McCann. David Garrett of Temple Hills, Maryland, was one of them. He wrote, "I found Mr. McCann's commentary deeply offensive. That this commentary was allowed to air is very troubling. This is National Public Radio, not the Rush Limbaugh show. It is truly not worthy of public radio."
And David Lamb of San Francisco, California, kept it short and sweet. He wrote, "One word for that. Wow. Then I remind myself again that we must be open to listening to all points of view. But again, wow."
Do you have some thoughts you want to express? Drop us a line.
You can call us at 202-408-3330. That's 202-408-3330. Or you can email us. Just log on to npr.org and click on Contact Us. Please be sure to tell us where you're writing from and how to pronounce your name. Thanks, Christopher.
Thank you, Farai.